Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, when you drunkenly make a confession and you want to roll it back.
I mean, this is a relationship milestone you did not mean to reach just yet.
Yeah, that's group therapy. Plus, we dive into the most expensive things you paid cash for, your car's nicknames.
Oh, there are so many good ones there.
Yeah. Sarah absolutely crushed it on Minute to Win It.
And how not to behave when your girlfriend passes out in the middle of an athletic challenge.
Yeah, all that stuff. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
I saw this post on the Louisville Reddit thread of a chicken strip basket at Kentucky Kingdom. The only way I can really describe the shape of the chicken strip in question is, I mean, it's a full Twig and Berries.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just staring at it right now.
Why are you staring at it? Stop staring at it.
I'll tweet it out so you guys can see it too. I'd hate to not share such a discovery. It's like, you know, when people see things in toast, you know, when you toast something, you're like, oh my gosh, that looks like a cat, or the face of, you know, whatever. Or you pull out a chip and it's like, that's the state of Kentucky.
Sure. Well, this has happened to me in a fish stick. I actually posted a picture of it years ago.
Oh, the fish stick that looked like a wiener?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exact same thing. Exact same thing. And our dog's bone ended up being whittled down to look.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, I mean,
I also posted a picture of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that, there are a lot of things that can take that shape.
Sure.
Because it's a very common shape, quite honestly.
And when it just happens organically.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You have to share that one.
In nature,
right?
For sure.
Yes, in nature.
Yeah, so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Because it's natural.
Because, yes, hashtag nature, hashtag natural, and all that. WDJX. You ever accidentally steal something?
Almost, when my son was really little. And you know those, like, cart covers?
Mm-hmm.
Or in the, like, the child seat?
Yeah.
Well, when I was grocery shopping, he was, unbeknownst to me when my head was turned, picking a few more items to put in the cart that I did not discover until I got to the car.
Oh.
Some of it being eyeshadow.
Oh.
Which wasn't really my shade.
Mm.
I appreciate the thought behind it when he was like one, but I had to walk back in there and return that.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
I remember there was a grocery store that used to be at the place where the Trader Joe's is now, there in the Shelby Road Plaza, and they were closing, and I mean, there was a ton of people there because there was a ton of, like, there was basically like 75% off groceries, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I waited in line with a huge cart of groceries. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, spend $100 on like $300 worth of groceries or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get all the way up to the checkout. They check me out and I forgot my wallet. And they're like, it's no worries. We'll just put your cart off to the side and you can go and get it,
come back.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, great, cool, thank you. So I leave and I decide, you know what, I'm not going to ever go back.
You didn't go back?
No, but about a day later, I reach into the coat pocket that I was I had with me, and I guess I had grabbed a pair of sunglasses. Or they had handed me back the sunglasses that I had bought, and after they scanned them, and I stuck them in my coat pocket, and so I realized I didn't actually pay for these. So, yeah.
That's fun.
So, you know, the Steve Irwin, he's the famous Australian conservationist.
Sure.
He passed away several years ago, but his son,
the crocodile hunter.
Yeah, his son, he's 21. He realized that he just dined and dashed accidentally. So he basically like stole food.
This place is the place to be in Coffs Harbour. It was packed. It's called the Jetty Pavilion. And I went in there.
Yeah, so he's there at Coffs Harbour there in New South Wales. And stops at this restaurant.
And there was a lot of people who, you know, saw me and said g'day and wanted to have a photo and all that, which is all good. But it turned into a bit of a frenzy. It was a little bit of a flurry there for a minute.
He's so polite about the whole thing.
So polite.
And so they were so nice. They got the salad super fast. I made sure I said hi to absolutely everyone. Cheers. Thanks so much. Have a good night. See you later. And then the next morning I wake up and realize I never paid for my salad. I just did the old dine and dash and I didn't even realize I'd done it. I felt terrible.
Yeah, so he shared that on Instagram and said, "Today is not the day I start my life in crime."
Oh no. Oh no. So, did he go back and make it right?
Well, he offered to Venmo them or provide his credit card details and
yes, call them, pay over the phone.
The restaurant actually said, "Hey, thanks for the shout out. And you know, no worries. We got you this time. We appreciate you being honest. And actually, we'll name a salad after you." So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a fun turn of events.
Right, right. So, Robert Irwin, accidental thief, but he owns up to it in a kind of a cool way. So.
I don't think the rest of us could try that. Like, let's try the whole Robert Irwin go eat. Accidentally forget to pay, leave, and then call the restaurant after giving them a really great shout out on social media and say, oopsie daisies, and call back and then see if they name a salad after you and say it's fine.
Well, Kelly, if you or I go to a restaurant, we're not going to get mobbed like Robert Irwin did.
That's a true statement. That's the factor of the story.
Right.
That also would not be a part of any of our stories.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's it would fall apart for us. But we'll post that up on Insta Stories at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see it on 99.7 DJX. All right, hey, coming up next, there's something fascinating I found, and I think you'll be fascinated by it as well. That's why we call it a stupid fact of the day. And it involves spicy foods.
I think we get fascinated by different things, though.
Okay, that's coming up next.
How about a stupid fact of the day?
I don't know.
This may be a bad time to announce that three new spicy McMuffins have been added to McDonald's menu, and they're going to start rolling out here tomorrow.
Why is that bad timing?
Stupid fact of the day. Your rectum has similar cells to your mouth, which is why spicy foods
hurt so much they burn.
Burns on the way in and burns on the way out.
Why couldn't you just let everybody figure that out? Like everyone knows.
No, so
spicy foods can feel.
Sure, but
both
maybe you didn't know the science behind it, though.
I don't think we needed to know the science here.
You're not fascinated by this?
No, I'm not. I'm not fascinated about rectum learning. I'm not. Not something I need.
I hardly knew him.
That's great. No, I didn't. No, that's not really where I need to start my day. I don't need to start there. Nope.
You mean you don't need to learn about rectums?
No, yeah, no. I am not a gastroenterologist for a reason.
Mm.
For many reasons, actually.
Okay. One, you probably weren't smart enough to get into
1,000%. That's yes, number one.
That's probably number
one. Number two, probably wouldn't be my specialty. If I were to go the medical route.
Yeah, so stupid fact of the day. There you go.
Thank goodness for the people that do, but
yes,
not me.
Yes. There are similar cells in your rectum and in your mouth, which is why spicy foods can burn on the way out as much as they do when you're eating them.
Did you have to repeat it? Did you have to? Because, again, didn't need to start my day with that kind of learning.
See, you know what?
I didn't.
We're getting text messages from people that says that is fascinating, and I did wonder how that worked. See?
Really?
There you go. Really?
Just Amy. One person. Amy.
That's all I needed. Amy, thank
you.
Amy's
your enabler. She's always your enabler. I feel like you're doing the show for Amy.
Listen, Amy, next time Kelly goes on vacation, give me a call.
And you know which direction the show will go. Down the tubes, into the gutter.
All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX.
We're getting some text messages and people think it's fascinating. Amy's the one!
I'm just saying she represents a larger group of people who just are a little embarrassed or shy to text in.
It's a club of two. It's you guys. Have your meetings. Leave us out of it.
All right. Setting the bar time, Kelly, this is what?
An example of what not to do.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without continuing to compete in a fitness challenge when your girlfriend and competition partner passes out needing to be treated by paramedics.
Oh, no.
You're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this gym bro kind of getting a lot of backlash because there's a TikTok of him kind of continuing to participate in this Hyrox competition fitness event, right? So this is in Australia, and his partner slash girlfriend like passes out and starts like shaking and is getting treated by paramedics. This is a witness.
Some guy's missus started like falling and fainting at the wall balls, and I was like, told one of the judges, oh, can you help her? Then she hit the deck, fainted, and was full like twitching on the floor. And then her boyfriend just kept on doing wall balls, didn't go over and see her. All the paramedics come over and start doing all this medical stuff to her. Boyfriend walks over, taps her on the leg, and then looks at the judge and goes, do I need her to finish the race?
OMG.
And we
technically no, and he's like, right, sweet. And then ran off and finished the race without her. And then didn't even go back and check on her.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Oh, no.
As you can probably imagine. Look, the optics are bad. There are people that are coming to his defense saying, hey, look, he was checking on her. You don't understand, you know, everything that was happening. But there are plenty of people that are like, yeah, no, that's her ex now.
They're assuming and hoping it's her ex now.
Right.
Yeah.
There are a couple things. One, someone allegedly said that she wanted him to continue it for them.
But if the dude is saying she's on the ground twitching, it doesn't sound like she was in the position to see, go, babe, keep doing it. You're great.
And also, the official Hyrox response, the response from the fitness, you know, competition,
yeah,
clarified the rules that both teammates are required to complete the full race to be eligible for finisher time and ranking.
Okay, so indeed he did need her, so... When she hit the deck, they both done.
Yeah.
And you should probably check on your girlfriend. She's on the floor twitching.
I know.
Come
Look,
on now.
Hey, you know what? I do understand to a point where it's like, man, you know what? You've trained and you've practiced and you've trained and all
sure.
this stuff. And now is the day of the event. And oh my gosh. This is an unexpected turn.
It is an unexpected turn, but your girlfriend should mean more than a stupid race!
Exactly. So that's why this is setting the bar story.
OMG.
Right, so...
Listen, guys, I'm going to talk to you. Gym bros.
Okay.
Especially if you've got a girlfriend, wife, significant other.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
You guys sign up for a couples thing like this? Couples
mm-hmm.
competition?
Yeah.
Amazing race, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend hits the deck,
mm-hmm.
starts twitching on the floor. You go over and see if she's okay. You don't keep going.
Well, to be fair, he did kind of go over and say.
He kicked her leg, said, you know, yeah. Do I need her?
Yeah, hey, do I need her? They were like, I don't know, I guess.
All right, sweet.
Sweet.
I'm going to go back to wall.
Honey,
balls.
I'm going to win this for you.
OMG. I cannot. Bless his heart, though. But I cannot.
Are you giving him a bless his heart?
Well, I mean, not even. He doesn't even deserve that.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say, hopefully at some point he's gonna view this as a learning experience.
Sure, learning experience.
Not look back and be mad at his girlfriend that she spoiled the race.
I would have placed if it weren't for you.
Babe, I was doing really well until you hit the deck, started twitching, ruined it. OMG.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day today, tomorrow, next week, without continuing to compete in a fitness challenge when your girlfriend and competition partner passes out needing to be treated by paramedics, you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, it's best to go ahead and tend to your girlfriend. Just make sure
I know.
Everything she
you
got to
chalk that one up and you just got to say, hey, you know what? Human life is more important than this competition right
you
now.
You drop the wall balls and you go see if she's okay.
Yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story. I find it how touching it is that you're so passionate about something that you have no interest in.
Nope, not at all. Don't know these people at all. It's just, you know, solidarity.
It's the principle of the thing.
Exactly. It's like, I'm supporting my girl.
Right, absolutely.
You know, yeah.
All right, there you go. That's your setting the bar story. So what's the most expensive thing you've ever paid cash for? I was getting tires on my car. I'm there waiting to be checked out and everything. And the guy in front of me, I see him just pull out a wad of $100 bills. And wow. Just start counting. And I'm it's one of those things where, you know, I'm kind of like typing on my laptop and I'm just paying attention to myself, right? Trying to stick to myself. And I kept looking
until you noticed that.
Yeah,
like,
until
what's that?
Right.
What's going on there?
Right. Until I, and it's just me and him. Just kind of looking over like, wow, that's a lot of $100 bills. And I try to act cool, like, oh yeah, I'm in.
That happens a lot.
I see that stuff all the time.
Sure.
I pay for things in $100 bills all the time.
And then are you starting to make up a backstory? Like, are these secret tires? Is he trying not to have some sort of a digital footprint of this purchase? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Is he keeping these tires away from his wife?
Is this his mistress's tires?
Right. Exactly. Is he paying his mistress's tires? He's like, got to keep this off the credit card statement. But, you know, I mean, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, yeah, you know, people ought to pay cash for things more often because you value it a little bit more because you see your hard-earned money, leave your hand. Yes, exactly. Yes. It's like, oh.
It does seem easy, like it's not actually money when you
right.
use a credit card.
Right, exactly. Yeah. When you use it, when you just like, yeah, I just give him this little piece of plastic and
beep, boop, and, oh, yeah. Is that easy?
I mean, you don't even have to scan it anymore. You just tap it. Doop, yep. And it's like, oh, yay, it's all gone, you know, and everything. So, yeah, I was just sitting there going, wow. All right. Impressive.
That was a flex. That's well, a flex
I know.
Right there.
And really, was he flexing to me? No.
No.
Like, he was just minding his own business, but he pulls out. He was getting ready to walk up on business and just be like, here you go. How much is it? All right. Here you go. And just,
maybe he follows the Dave Ramsey, you know, like buckets kind of a philosophy. He's got envelopes of money set aside for certain things in the budget. I mean, that could very well be.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I remember I bought my first, like, expensive bike, like the one that I've wanted for a long time. I mowed yards for a long time. It was like $1,300, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So I mowed lawns. I saved up for it, and I had a manila envelope of like $10 bills. And I remember walking.
It was all there.
I remember walking in, with my dad to the bike store, and I had my eye on this bike, and I'm like, "All right, I want to buy this bike."
Today's the day.
And today's the day I'm going to get it. And they're like, "All right," and so I didn't figure on tax.
Oh, dang it.
You know, the sticker price was like $1,300 or something like this for this bike.
And that was your goal.
And I was like, "That's what I got." And so they're like, "All right, it comes to $1,386 or whatever," and I'm like, "Ugh." And
Dad,
so I know.
Spot me the dad.
I know, and I just kind of like I freeze. I look over my dad, and my dad's like, "I'll get the tax."
No,
I'm like,
that
"Oh, thank
nice
dad, thank dad." So that's probably. I mean, even to this day, that's probably the most expensive thing I've ever paid cash for. At one time, now I'm not talking about my wife because my wife, she'll get gig money. And I, like, she'll...
Oh, because they get paid in cash?
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, they'll get paid a lot of times in check, but then, like, the person who manages the funds for the band, well, then...
Dispenses the cash.
Dispenses the cash, right. Exactly. So she'll have, like, gig cash, and so she'll spend cash for a ton of things. And you know, a few $100 here, you know, $1,000, and I'm like...
Like, hey, you want to just put that in the bank or something?
And it means it's the same as if she would have deposited it and then immediately sure. paid for it in a, you know, a credit card or you sure. know, used the debit card to do it. But
or
it's
you
just,
put it in savings and let it grow.
It's yeah, grow by 2 cents
exactly
in 1 year. It'll
look
be
at
great.
That return.
I know.
Yes.
Look at that return on investment. Sean texted us and said, "I paid $2,400 for the first car I ever bought."
Oh, wow.
Put an envelope of cash on the hood and said, "Show me the goods."
Wow. That's a flex.
I mean, there is a flex when you can just lay cash down, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too.
brought $25,000 cash when I was meeting the lady that owned the land that I was buying to build my house on just so I could negotiate a better price.
You know what? There is something, there is a flex, and I've heard about that with negotiating. If you can just say, hey, sure, yeah, I mean, I can write
you. Do the deal right now with this?
We can, yep, exactly. I've got a briefcase. Chris, did you bring it in a briefcase? Because that would have been a flex.
That would have been pretty awesome.
Like, let me open this.
Like, deal or no deal.
Here you go. Look at all this money in here. I'll let you count it, but I'll tell you right now, there's 25 grand in there.
This shows you I'm serious. We do the deal today. It's yours.
Right, right.
And deal or no deal.
Right, right, exactly. So the most expensive thing you've ever paid cash money for, I just thought it was funny because, again,
I don't see people buying tires with cash.
I know. I'm buying tires, and I look over, and this dude has just got a wad of hundreds, and he's just like, yep, yep. How much is it? All right, cool.
I was at the drive-thru, had a coupon, and I think I ended up owing like 89 cents or something. Didn't even have a dollar. I had to charge it. Okay, here you go.
Meanwhile, there's Kelly. Can I charge 78 cents?
Sorry.
All right, that's funny.
I don't even have a dollar.
You know, there's some milestones every couple has, right? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe you remember your first date. Maybe you remember your first kiss. Maybe you remember the first time each of you said, I love you to the other.
Big milestones.
Yeah, milestones for sure. And it's something that, you know, you kind of remember because especially if you are with this person for the long haul, it's like, all right, this is where we started. This was where it began and everything. And it can be something to kind of look back on. Now, I don't remember the actual date that any of that happened with me and my wife. I know it did, but, you know, details are sketchy as to who said what and when.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I mean, I know some details. I don't know dates. I think I can figure out some dates. But
would she remember that?
Would she?
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a memory like a steel trap, so probably yes.
I don't think I do.
Do you remember any of the milestones? I mean, obviously your wedding anniversary, but like other things like...
No, I remember when I met him. I remember the night we met, what I said, what I was wearing, all that stuff.
Okay, so you remember what you were wearing?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay.
Like that was a significant moment. And then...
Well, I remember when I took my wife, before we started dating, and there was a party. We both worked at the same place. And there was one of our coworkers was having a party on campus. And we were like, all right, maybe we should stop by for a little bit. And she was like, are you going? I was like, yeah. And I was like, are you going? She was like, yeah. So I was like, all right, well, I mean, I could pick you up. It wasn't like an official date per se. It was before we were dating. But I remember I wanted to make a good impression. And I remember what I wore because that was the topic of conversation. I wore...
What'd you wear?
I wore... jeans, which were still a little wet from the dryer because I wanted to wear my good jeans.
Right.
And they were still a little bit wet. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be late if I don't take them out now. And so
going with it.
Yeah. And I wore a dark green silk button down shirt.
Wow, silk!
I pulled out the silk.
Yes, you fancy.
I pulled out the silk.
And how long did your jeans kind of stay damp on your body?
I mean, for a while, but that was like that was kind of my topic of conversation to kind of break the ice. I was like, hey, sorry, my jeans are wet.
But I want to wear my good jeans.
And
a silk shirt.
And how do you like this silk shirt? I mean, milestones are a thing, right?
Sure.
So... when Zach crossed this milestone.
This is a big one.
It's a big one. Yes. Of course it's a big deal.
It's kind of a game changer. And now he's like, if I'm going to be honest,
can I roll it back? And no, we're not talking about like, oh, I wish I would have worn jeans that were already dry.
It wasn't jeans.
No, something else. We'll get to
more significant.
Let's not.
Not that your genes were not significant. Sorry to downplay the significance of your wet jeans.
Because I bet you could even ask my wife today what I wore to that party, and she would know.
Oh, you're talking about the wet jeans and the silk shirt?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Green silk shirt and wet jeans? Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, because if you know me at all, I probably brought it up several times.
Oh, probably. Well, you just want to, like, if you could tell, could you tell that they were still, like, did they look a little splotchy, like, uneven, dry, wet? Or could you tell by looking at them?
I don't know. Maybe. They were just uncomfortable. You know how it is.
Like your sweat stains when you're taking a picture with Teddy Swims.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something you acknowledge.
That's something you got to acknowledge. Visible. Right. Visible.
Yeah.
Anyways, group therapy coming up next. We digress is what we say.
Right. Not about us or Ben's jeans.
We're getting back to the subject, and that's Zach and his
milestone.
Yes. Coming up in group therapy next on 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, here's my disaster of the week.
Oh.
I've been seeing this girl for maybe a month.
Okay.
Few dates, nothing super serious yet.
All right.
Well, we went to a wedding together over the weekend. Her friends, not mine, and I'll admit, the drinks were flowing.
Sure.
The slow dances were happening.
Yes.
Everything felt good.
Yes.
Cut to the end of the night. I walk her to her car, and out of nowhere, I say it.
What?
I love you.
Oh.
Wait, why? Who was I even in that moment? She smiled like it was the best thing she'd ever heard.
Oh.
And now I think she thinks we're in a full-blown relationship.
Oh.
I mean, I think one would if they heard that.
Right.
She texted me the next morning like, I had the best night ever. I love you too.
Oh!
And now I'm panicking because I don't love her. I like her. She's cool. But I was tipsy, caught up in the moment, maybe high on wedding cake and a slow version of Ed Sheeran.
High on wedding cake.
So how do I walk this back without being the biggest jerk on the planet? Is there a gentle way to be like, oops, that wasn't real, without completely wrecking her?
Yeah.
Or am I stuck pretending I meant it until it magically ends on its own? Help me out. I feel like an idiot. I don't want to make it worse. Zach.
Zach, you got to own that until either you realize you actually do love her or you move on.
I mean, it could end up there.
Maybe. Right? Yeah, I mean, Kelly, you are the hopeless romantic of us.
I am. I'm hoping that this is a fun little foreshadowing.
Yeah, but no, you don't ever come back, you know, 10 years later and go, I remember when I said that.
Because, I told you I loved you and I didn't really mean it yet.
Right. That's something that's something that you take to your grave, right?
Yeah, I feel like we don't ever admit that because that could be hurtful.
Right. Even if you wind up going the distance with this person and you have a long life, like that's a milestone that she is going to remember. And well, you are also going to remember, but you can't go, yeah, I wasn't really feeling it then.
Well, but I feel like you'll have a different perspective at that point. You'll be like, well, maybe the universe was telling me something I didn't yet know.
Are we saying,
yeah,
are we just telling him just go with it?
I don't know. I mean, if he wants,
like, don't live your honest truth.
Well, I feel like if he tells her the truth, then they're done. Like, they're not going out again. So
oh, really?
If he's fine with that.
Oh.
Then, yeah.
I mean, this is just, wow. I mean, she said it back, too. So there must have been.
Exactly.
There must have been sparks.
She's going to be, well, yeah, he was all caught up in the wedding.
Well, no. I'm saying there must have been sparks between them.
Sure.
Early on, because
yes.
One, he's taken her as a plus one after a few dates to a wedding.
It was her friend.
Oh, her. That's right.
She took him as a plus one.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, have you ever made this same mistake?
Drop the L-bomb. Prematurely,
yeah. What did you do? Because your story might be able to help Zach out here. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Man, accidentally dropping that L-bomb a little prematurely. That's what Zach, I think, realized he did at a wedding over the weekend after he'd only been on a few dates with this girl. She texts him back, love you too, yeah. So now he's like, how do I walk it back? I don't think I really love her yet.
A little soon to tell. Ange says, when my husband and I were dating, he dropped me at my house and he told me he loved me. I told him I couldn't say it at that moment because right. I've said it too many times before with guys that I dated. Oh. We've been married for 30 years now.
So is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing. Now, Zach's lady is not in the same boat. She's all diving into the deep end with him.
Look, there are a lot of people, especially on the Facebook comments, that are hanging on one thing that he said. And he said, am I stuck pretending I meant it until it magically ends on its own? I interpreted that when I read that first, not to mean the relationship ends on its own, but like the, I guess that probationary period ends.
Okay, like maybe he ends up actually loving
her. Yeah, yeah, that's
it could be interpreted.
I guess that's how I interpreted that at first, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he actually did mean when the relationship ends, because everybody's going, bro, just end it now. You know, if you know it's going to end it now. You know, save her wasting your time, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, if he doesn't see a future at all and just knows that he's never getting there, then yeah, just end it. It's gonna, you know, you're gonna feel real bad.
I mean,
but better do that now. But if he thinks that there's a possibility and she's great and he wants to see where it goes.
Look, a lot of people get into relationships and just see where it goes. And you don't necessarily know the future. And, you know, there could be things that you're like, no, I don't think it's going to work out because of XYZ. But then XYZ changes. And, you know, things happen. Now, Carol commented and said, I've been in your shoes. Just bite the bullet and say, hey, I'm sorry, but I meant to say I love this night with you. And that's
she
what
said,
I did.
That's what I did. But yeah. Okay, so but Carol, how did that work? Did that end the relationship? Did you continue dating? What was the aftermath of that?
So Alexis dropped the I love you bomb on her boyfriend when she FaceTimed him drunk from the Cody Johnson concert while he was at work. Alexis is someone who texted into us just now.
Oh my gosh. And she hadn't said that to him before.
I love Alexis, you.
How did he take it? Was he there? Did he say it back? Like, did you continue dating? Was that it?
Now, Heather brings up a good point via text and says, what if she doesn't really mean it truly either and only texted back the next day because she felt bad and awkward that...
No. She wouldn't have just said it. She would have just ignored it.
You think?
And she would have been testing him to see if he says it again. Oh. If she wasn't there, I feel like that she would have not said that back and just waited to see, all right, is he going to say it again? Because then that means he really meant it. But she's obviously over the moon because she's already launching it back.
And there are some people that are like, you know, you could go to her and say, man, I was so drunk that night. I don't remember. Like, I say crazy things sometimes when I'm drunk.
Oh, blame it on being drunk and not even knowing you said it?
But then part of, like, I feel like, you know, maybe that's your unconscious self hoping, you know, I don't know. I would still give it time and not say anything to her and just keep rolling. That's what I would do.
Shauna is kind of like in that lane too. She goes, I feel like he actually does love her. Mm. Maybe not full blown in love, but still loves her, and his fear of commitment, hence his full blown relationship, is scaring him into being committed to her.
Yeah.
Just my thoughts. He should end it now though, if he feels it's going to end anyway.
Like, all right.
If he's like already decided, yeah, this has no legs, then you don't need to stick around and try to swim in the aftermath of what you've created. However, if you like her, you want to see where it goes.
Then see where it goes. And I wouldn't say anything.
I would definitely not say it again.
Unless she starts like really.
If she keeps launching it at him and then she notices he's not saying it back.
Right.
And then
you're going to have to.
Then you'll have
say
that
something.
Conversation.
Right. But until then, stay quiet and
it could be
boyfriend,
like,
girlfriend.
Something deep down inside just kind of like thrusting you into this position because it knows better than you right now. It could be.
All right.
A little intuition.
Well, hey, good luck, Zach.
Keep us posted, buddy.
Yep, that is group therapy. How about a fun little game called Minute to Win It? Aight? Let's introduce you to Sarah calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi there. Sarah has got brown hair, is 5'7", is a mom, and has been married 14 years.
Awesome. Look at that.
Woo-hoo.
She's figured it out. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, you've got 10 questions, rapid fire style. You just try to whip through them as quickly as you can. If you can't really pull up the answer immediately, say pass. We'll come back around to it if we got some time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Your time will start after I finish asking the first question. Here we go.
Okay.
What sport do they play at Wimbledon?
Tennis.
Tennis, yes. What river bisects Indiana and Kentucky?
The Ohio River.
Yes. Baby One More Time was the title of this singer's debut single released in 1998.
Britney Spears.
Yes. What reality TV show follows the lavish lives of the Kardashian-Jenner family?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes. Ryan Gosling played this character in the 2023 Barbie movie.
Ken.
Yes. Name Rihanna's beauty line that made her a billionaire.
Fenty.
Yes. Name two of the three Jonas Brothers.
Nick and Kevin.
Okay. Which singer had a 2023 hit Espresso?
Sabrina Carpenter.
The viral and popular baseball team is the Savannah blank.
Bananas.
Yes. What boy band reunited in 2023 for the Trolls Band Together movie?
NSYNC.
NSYNC, you got it!
Oh, my God!
Wow! Wow! You nailed all 10 of them!
Slayed.
Well done, Sarah!
Didn't have to pass anything. It's amazing.
You were rolling through. How sweaty are you now?
I'm sweaty.
Oh, my God. You rocked it. Well done. Well done, Sarah.
Thank you.
Day's off to a good start. Well, hey, congratulations. Listen, you got the tickets. Thank you so much for hanging out. You guys are going to have such a great time.
Thanks for
having me. Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate it.
Mm. I also appreciate that you named Kevin and Nick and not Joe. I totally expected it was going to be Nick and Joe.
You know,
respect for Kevin.
That's right. Sometimes you got to respect Kevin, right?
Give him some love.
That's right. Oh, shoot. I love
also
that.
Also would have accepted Frankie, the bonus Jonas.
Well, he's not.
You're going to get technical.
I mean, I guess technical, but
he's a brother.
The Jonas Brothers as the band is the three. Sure. So anyways.
Go, Kevin.
All right,
it's
Sarah.
Kevin's moment.
You did great. I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec and we'll get more information from you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
It's not often we get a 10 out of 10 right there.
No, 10 out of 10. Bam. All right, let's get to this feel good. All right, every hour we give you feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of a scary situation. Cops in Arizona found a 5-year-old boy who had wandered off into the desert chasing after his dog last month. They just released the chest cam footage from the cop who found him. They said that the dog never left his side.
Aww.
Here's the officer finding the boy.
Going to be for the plant's grandson, who's 5 years old, wearing all green. He ran away from the location, chasing the family dog.
Hey, there you are, buddy! Hi, buddy! Go see mama? Let's go see her.
Sam, don't do that!
No problem.
That's how I do it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the story didn't say how long he had been missing, but mentioned their quick response to get out there and start the search, and they found him at about 11 p.m.
Mm.
So, you know, you can imagine how dark it was and how scared he was. And,
yeah, but that little dog didn't even leave his side.
Nope, did not. Did not, but, you know, could have turned around and taken him back. But they said, you know, that was the thing, is the dog typically didn't really do that. But this one particular mom must have seen something, needed to chase off. And little boy was like, I will go where you go. And yeah, so good, good thing that he's back home and he's safe. Didn't get hurt. So that's good.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
That's
story.
Good.
Yep. At WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
So does your car have a nickname? I saw this where most, well, maybe not most, a third of people say they have a nickname for their car. It ranges from like pop culture to like strong names like Beast, Silver Bullet. One person said their car's name is the Rolling Turd because it was a brown car.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a good one. We had one of those. It was a Pontiac station wagon, brown color. My sister, her car as a teenager was a teal Ford Probe.
Okay.
With flip-up headlights, which we thought were so cool.
Yeah, very cool.
And on the side was styling in pink. It was like written like a decal. It said Stylin. So that car was named Stylin.
Stylin, yes.
Stylin.
Absolutely.
We're taking Stylin for a spin.
Now, my daughter's cars, one of them is blue and one of them's yellow, but they named him Elvis and Jack. So there's Elvis and Jack. That's their nicknames for their car. They're just real names. Did your car have a nickname? I remember like the Jetta, I always just called the Jetta. That was my Jetta that had over 300,000 miles on it.
What about the Metro? Did that have a name? It needed a name. It needed its own social media account. That car had personality.
Yeah, so I had a Geo Metro that was a Canadian manufactured car. So it had kilometers on the dash as opposed to miles per hour.
Which was very, very confusing. When I was driving it one time, I forget why I was driving it, but I was also driving it in the rain on I-64, and I had no idea how fast I was going because I didn't know how to convert kilometers to miles per hour.
I know. It was like, I'm going 100 miles an hour. No, you're going 100 kilometers an hour. And I have no idea.
I don't know what that means in miles per hour.
Yeah, that was a car that I donated to Goodwill, and there was a family of mice that had passed away, sadly, in the glove box.
They crossed over the Rainbow Bridge in your glove box.
In my glove box, yeah, exactly. Oh, so that was no, that never had a nickname, and it should have.
It should have.
It should have, because you're right. It had its own social media. I forgot it had its own social media page for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
It deserved it.
Yeah, okay. I remember that my we always kind of joked that the minivan that we had long time ago was the Shaggin' Wagon.
The Shaggin' Wagon.
Yeah, yes. The Shaggin' Wagon. But yeah, that was kind of the nickname that we had for that. I don't know. Do you have a funny nickname of your car? Why do you call it that?
Growing up, we had a blue Volkswagen Beetle that my dad called the Batmobile, and we'd go on Bat missions.
The Batmobile.
Didn't look anything. It's a Volkswagen Beetle. But, you know, it was just navy blue, and we just called it the Batmobile.
Yeah.
Because it was fun, and we'd go on Bat missions when we were driving around.
It made it cool, right?
It made it cool.
Sure. Yes. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear the story behind why you call your car something. What's the nickname you have for your car? Anna.
So I drive a white Honda Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
And there's a million white Honda Odysseys on the road. And so every single time I pull up next to one, I say, "Hey, sister." And my boys in the car, they're just like, "Oh, my God, Mom, please stop."
Hey, sister.
You're in a club.
So I call
you're
her
a club with
man.
These. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
It's the white Honda Odyssey club. It's funny because I now have a black Honda Odyssey, so we're like the yin and yang.
Yes.
That's it.
Yep. Well, and I feel like now anytime I see someone driving a Kia, I'm like waving at them. Like, hey, we're in the Kia club.
That's your sister. Hey, sister.
Hey, sister. That's funny. Anna, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Kelly, you're going to have to start just calling your Kia the sister.
That's right. Hey, sister.
Hey, sister. Hey. Got another text from a listener. My orange 4Runner is Bob for bright orange box.
Oh, Teresa texted, I had a 90s Toyota RAV4. I called the Pope Mobile.
The Pope? It looked like one.
It looked like a roller skate.
That's funny.
Three doors. Hilarious.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. I used to have a Ford Flex, another text, that I named Lou after Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, because it was a Flex.
Are you kidding me?
That's great.
That
Come
is
on,
funny.
Let's get in Lou. Let's go.
Come on.
Go to the store.
Come on. Jump in Lou.
Pile into Lou.
Got another text from a listener. My teenage daughter has a Lifted Loud 2006 Chevy Silverado.
Oh, wow.
Its name is Jolene. She has a sticker on the back that says Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Jolene.
Yeah. Oh. She got pulled over for her illegal tint.
Oopsies.
But when she rolled the window down, the cop wasn't expecting a young girl. He made her sing another Dolly Parton song and gave her a warning. That's funny.
That's great.
That is funny.
Oh, gosh. Oh, somebody named my new tractor Sasha. She's small, fast, and beautiful, like a stripper. My old tractor.
What?
Was Shirley from What's Happening? Old, slow, and had a big butt. What in the world?
Oh, shoot.
You remember that show, What's Happening? I mean, that's going way back.
Yeah. That's way funny. Back. Mama Shark texts in and says, my car's name is Jeff. Yeah. Hey, let's all get in Jeff.
I need to know what you drive. Yep. What car is named Jeff? That's great. And why? Why did we come up with Jeff? How did we land on that?
Another text named my Porsche 911 wide body Shakira because hips don't lie. That's funny.
That's fantastic. Oh, Betsy the Beater is another one. My first car, a hand-me-down 1998 Dodge Neon that shook when it hit 60.
Yeah.
She was rough, but she got me to high school, Taco Bell, and back. A true queen.
Yeah, like I said, I was saying that my daughter's car are Jack and Elvis. They're blue and yellow car there. Mama Shark also says, yes, hers is blue. Jeff is blue. A 2015 Chevy Cruze because... Nice. Of the meme, my name is Jeff. That's funny. Oh, that's funny.
That's fantastic. The Marshmallow.
Okay.
A white Chevy Malibu that was soft, squishy, and literally had no edge to it. Smooth ride, but boring, like the car version of plain yogurt.
Like the car version of yogurt.
Wow.
That's funny. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We'll take a couple more of your... nicknames that you got for your car.
For your car. These are great.
Yeah, these are good. Well done.
A little short list and see what I come up for with my Telluride.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to have to then, you know, you've got a kid that's getting ready to have a car. So.
Yep. We're looking for that. I feel like mine's green. Maybe Green Bean.
Maybe Green Bean.
Green Bean could be a good one.
All right.
A green Telluride.
All right. Well, you gotta own it.
Kelly getting in the telly.
Kelly in the telly.
Kelly in the telly.
There it is. I mean, when you want to talk cars, obviously you think Ben and Kelly.
Of course they do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just talking the wild nicknames that you have for your cars. And you guys are absolutely insane. Some of them are funny. I got a text from a listener. My sister's first car was an 88 Buick. Named it Sparky because about a month after she got it, we were on the Snyder. It broke down because of a blown spark plug.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Got another text. My daughter has a black Chevy Equinox named Carlisle.
Was that from Twilight? Carlisle?
He was the dad, right?
I want to say.
Of the Cullen family?
Yeah.
Carlisle Cullen.
Got another text from a listener, Stormy. Sleek gray Mazda 3.
Mm.
Little moody in the rain.
Sure.
Also in a deep Gray's Anatomy phase, so the name fit the vibe.
Okay. I like that. Okay. I drove a gray Mazda 323 hatchback back in the day, which I don't think I named it. Should have, though.
You should have.
I like this one.
Had a black Hyundai Elantra. Weirdest grill. It looked like it was missing teeth, so I nicknamed it Toothless.
After the dragon from How to Train Your Dragon. That's great.
That's funny.
I love that.
That's funny.
Oh, a deep blue Ford Focus. I got the same week Beyonce announced she was pregnant with Blue Ivy, so I named it Blue Ivy.
Got it.
Felt powerful every time I got in it.
No, Queen there you energy. Go. Got another text. My grandkids named my Chevy Suburban the Big Green Booger.
I like that. Captain Crunch. A Navy SUV I may have backed into a mailbox with on day 3 of owning it. The dent never fully came out, so Crunch became part of her identity.
I guess you could have named your Orange Beetle that, right?
Not the Orange Beetle. It was my maroon SUV.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I backed into our brick mailbox with that one.
Oh, right, okay.
The corner of the bumper.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Would have, but, you know, I got it fixed.
Okay.
I got it fixed.
Can't
drive around like that.
All right. Tyson said, yeah, my mom has a Ford Edge, so just named it Edge from the band U2.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, he's a guitar player.
That's a good one.
Yes, good one.
That's a good one. Oh, Sassy Lassie. Red Kia Soul with heated seats and a sunroof. She was spicy fun and always felt like she had an attitude. My bestie called her that spicy meatball.
Spicy meatball. All right, that's good. Good stories. I like the stories as to why you call your cars that. That's funny. That's good great. Stuff.
Oh, the Silver Stallion, my college car, silver Honda Accord. It wasn't fast, but it made me feel like I was living my Fast and Furious dreams every time I merged onto the highway.
I like that.
Great.
All right, good stories. Thank you for that. How about a little phone tap?
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I would like to nominate my husband, Neil, for a phone tap. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of moving to a new house across town, so he's had to deal with a lot of details lately.
Sure.
I think you should take advantage of him while he's frazzled, LOL. I'm evil. I know.
Oh,
signed,
wow.
Andrea.
All right. So Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person, but he works for a donation organization. Just calling to thank Neil for his generous donations. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Neil?
Yeah, this is Neil. Who's this?
Hi, Neil. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm the manager at Donation Center. We're the guys who picked up the donations from your porch today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. My wife called you. You guys were taking the stuff. We're not moving.
Right, yes. Your wife left us her number and yours in case we had to call, in case there was an issue or something.
Okay, yeah. Was there a problem?
Oh, no, sir. No problem at all. There was nobody at your house when our guys did the pickup, so I just wanted to call and thank you again for your donation.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's great, you know, and whenever you move, you always end up with stuff you don't need to hang on to, so, you know, decided to give it away.
Well, that's very generous of you, sir, and we put that stuff for sale in our store, and the money goes to a great cause, and you had some really nice stuff, so I just wanted to thank you personally.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for calling. We're very happy to help.
Well, yeah, you had some really nice stuff, dishes and the dining room set.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff on the porch was stuff we didn't want to move, so.
Right, yeah, we already put some of your things up for sale in our store, and the dining room set and the recliner, that one sold already.
Oh, well, I don't think the recliner was from us. We have a recliner, but that wasn't on the porch with the giveaway stuff.
Well, it's on the list of stuff that came from your house, so.
All right, well, it better not be mine. I love my recliner.
Well, the notes say it was a big brown leather recliner.
Yeah, that sounds like mine, but that was definitely not on the porch.
I see. Well, the guy said your front door was open, and it looked like some of the stuff near the door was supposed to be stuff for us to take, so.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Wait, near the door? No. We said take the stuff from the porch. The things on the porch are the things that we're donating.
Well, I don't know. They said some of the stuff inside the house looked like it was packed up and ready for us.
No. If it was packed up, it's because we're moving. It was packed up to be moved, not to be taken.
Right. So the box that said baseball cards wasn't for us to take, right?
No. Why would you think that you could take that? No.
Well, it was in a box, sir, and it had a label.
Yeah, it was in my house. It was in the house.
Okay, well, sorry about that. You can come by and pick up the ones that are left if you want.
What do you mean, the ones that are left? That are left?
Well, see, sir, some of the cards sold pretty quickly. We had them out for 10 cents each.
Dude, 10 cents each? That's my baseball card collection. Those are some very valuable cards in there.
Well, this seems like a bit of a misunderstanding, and you seem a bit upset right now. I can tell.
You're f***ing right I'm upset. I seem upset. I want my stuff back. I want you to bring the stuff back to my house that you took out of my house.
Oopsies.
Okay, well, the recliner's gone, but we've got a bunch of old recliners here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Gosh.
I'm going to let you pick any recliner you want from the store.
No, I don't want some nasty old recliner. I want my recliner back, my baseball cards, the stuff that you stole from my house. I want my cards and my recliner. I want my stuff back.
I understand. You want your baseball cards. I get that. You want your recliner. What about the radio?
The radio? Well, I don't know. What was the radio? Was there a radio?
Oh, I don't know, but you're going to need a radio to listen to this phone tap.
The what?
The phone tap. Neil, it's Ben Davis at 99.7 DJX, and your wife set you up for a little phone tap.
Wait, what? Are you kidding me?
Hi, Neil.
Andrea told us that you were a little stressed from the move, and I think she was right.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Oh, my God, you guys are crazy. Oh, my God.
Okay. It's okay.
You can hear the relief.
I am 85% sure you still have a recliner in your house.
Well, that's a bit generous. It's a bit generous.
The door was open, so yeah, we just walked inside. Like,
this must be us, too. This must be for us, too.
Yep.
I hope you don't mind. I kept a couple of those baseball cards because you're right. They were pretty valuable.
Thank you for boxing them up and labeling them for us. That's real easy for us.
All right, there you go. A little phone tap. 99.7 DJX. Feel good time. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is not, I think, how she saw this playing out. Mercedes is a woman in Alabama. She was expecting a baby, trying to walk into a pregnancy center. Her water broke when she got there, and, well, her son decided now's the time to make his grand entrance.
Hey.
She gave birth on the sidewalk.
Oh.
After her water broke when she got there, had no time to get inside, two pushes, and there was Ivan.
Boom.
And she thought the whole moment was kind of hilarious. I mean, she was kind of worried that people were going to be looking at her on the sidewalk. She FaceTimed her mom while lying on the ground. Local 12 News had the story.
I was laying on the ground, and she was like, what happened? Because, you know, normally when somebody's laying on the ground, like, they fell and got hurt. She thought I'd fell or something. So, and then I put the phone at him. And then, like, they all did. My sister and her wife was in the car. They started busting out laughing. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Wow.
But everyone was okay, and they were able to get her, you know, covered up, and he's doing well, cute as a button. But, yeah, it was kind of hilarious. She's like, well, all right, here I am, laying on a sidewalk with a human that just exited my body. We should probably FaceTime Mom.
There it is.
Yep. You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
This segment of the show is called a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's a little example of what not to do.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day very low.
Right. Just a little hurdle, little life hurdle you could proverbially jump over.
Okay, so, you know, when you're a defendant in court, never really a good idea to commit the crime that you're being tried for right in front of the judge, but that's where we are.
What's the crime?
If you can manage to make it through the day without dealing drugs in court, when you're in court for dealing drugs, you're doing okay.
We're doing a drug deal in court?
Yeah, Tony, he's 30. He was convicted. He was caught selling drugs in a courtroom.
What in the world?
During his own sentencing hearing.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah, so he was there dealing with a previous conviction, and then he was caught selling to another convict who was also in the courtroom. Unclear exactly how they were caught.
What in the, like, how in the world did he have them on him? Because he was probably in custody, right? Or was he just showing up for his court date and wasn't in custody?
So
he must not have been in custody.
Well, no, he apparently snuck them inside with him.
Oh, wow.
And,
In nature's pocket? How'd we do that?
And it doesn't say how.
Okay.
Doesn't say how. Maybe he had it between the cheeks. We don't know.
This is such a bold move.
But he was like,
such,
you know what?
Such a bold move.
I see an opportunity.
And I'm going to need some bail money, man.
And you know what? And honestly, it's like, is the guy going to have, who he's selling to, going to have cash on the spot to give it to him?
Maybe they communicated like, hey, if we could just meet up at the courthouse, that's where I'm going to be. If you want to swing on by, I'll get you hooked up. What in the world?
Yep. So there
you
go.
Apparently not his first rodeo. He had 29 drug dealing convictions.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess at this point, they're just like, you know what? Let's just call a spade a spade.
Yeah. So,
it is what it is.
Again, probably not the best idea to commit the crime you're being tried for right in front of the judge.
What an outstanding show of just
bravado.
Yes, bravado. That is bravado.
Hi-yi-yi.
On display.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without dealing some drugs in court, when you're in court for dealing drugs, you're doing okay.
That is, you think those are among the things you don't have to say out loud.
Here we are.
There rolls in Tony.
Then Tony comes in and says, here, hold my beer.
What, you mean I'm not supposed to do that here?
All right. Well, I wish I would have known that a half an hour ago.
Dang it. Or the 29 times prior I got in trouble.
Yeah. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. So I think it's funny that, you know, probably you, but I know I've been doing this for years. They finally have come up with a term for it. It's like when you're going to, especially at a party, maybe it's your own party that you're throwing. Maybe you're going to a party and you go into the restroom or the bathroom and you just kind of hang out there for a hot minute. You're not necessarily using it, but you're using it more just to get away.
Hiding from the party?
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of decompressing for a minute, because sometimes parties can be a lot. There are a lot of people being thrown at you and you're having to interact with a lot. You're having to people quite a bit. And
sure.
So maybe you need just a couple minutes to gather your things, gather your mind and do that. And it's called bathroom camping, and it's now going.
Bathroom camping.
Yeah. And now it's apparently a thing now on TikTok. So.
Okay.
Yeah. There. So. Again,
how long are we camping typically?
Oh, I don't know. Probably just
out for like 10, 15 minutes.
I mean, just a few minutes, probably just to, you know, gather your thoughts and
kudos if you can do that without somebody banging on the door and needing to get in.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you do it at work too, or, you know, you leave for a minute and you're like, you know what? I'm going to need to see you guys later.
Give me a sec.
Right.
I need a moment.
I need a moment without you yahoos looking at me. But yeah, it's called bathroom camping, something that we've probably all done, but just never had the term for. Now we do.
Okay, great.
There you go.
That's great. The more you know.
The more you know.
Hashtag the more you know.
All right. It's 99.
We can't get away with that during the show, though. We got really short songs.
We do. It's 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Man, poor Zach. He's getting the brunt of it in our Facebook comments. He accidentally, maybe not so accidentally, but accidentally at a wedding he was in, said, I love you.
Got caught up in the moment.
Got caught
maybe
up in the
end. High on cake.
Yes, I mean, we get it. We get
Ed
it.
Ed Sheeran's love songs really struck
yes,
a chord at the moment.
Yes, it's a wedding too. It's all full of love.
He's like, yes, I was feeling it in the moment. I don't know why I said that. And now he kind of wants to date. But she said it too. Like, she woke up this morning, I had such a great time. I love you too. So we're locked in at this point. We're kind of locked in.
Yeah, so, you know,
to the
like
love
I said,
zone, if we're hanging out in this relationship.
Like I said, people are kind of giving him the raw end of the deal there, saying, well, look, if you know this relationship is not going to last, because he did make a comment about, you know, do I ride it out until it just naturally ends on its own, magically ends on its own?
And we were like, well, what does that mean? Does that mean until, like, she dumps you, or until you end up truly in love with her?
Yeah,
we weren't entirely sure.
I think I interpreted that sentence to mean that like it ends, meaning he figures out he either loves or doesn't love her, you know?
Yes. So, I don't know. And I think that's what it comes down to, is if he knows there's no future, then we end it now. Sorry, it's going to be awkward. She's probably going to tell that story to a lot of friends. You're going to feel like a jerk. But if you think there's potential and you want to hang in there to see where it goes, what do you do now?
Have you ever overshared on, like, early on a first date, and it really just kind of...
No, I'm not that dumb.
Pigeonhole you into...
I was not going to do anything that was going to potentially... drive
scare
a dude
away
off. Yes, like I knew the stereotypical things you don't do,
yeah,
to like make a guy freak out. Like, I was not ever going to be the one that's first to do any of the big things. I was just kind of hanging out, playing it cool,
yeah,
letting him drive the bus on it,
yeah,
to until he got to that moment. Now I did, and I will never forget that this one guy I was dating dropped the L-bomb on me in a text message when I was at the mall.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That was weird.
Was that the guy that you did all your important conversations via text?
Exactly. Like, we never had serious conversations face-to-face, but he's dropping all of this serious stuff on text message.
Text
I thought that was odd. Didn't quite know what to do with all that. Plus, it was a month in, so I wasn't there yet.
Oh, wow.
It was just, all of it was just a little peculiar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It didn't end up working.
Hey, you're in a good spot now. So
exactly. It works out. You know what? It's all going to work out the way it's supposed to.
The way it's supposed to. That's yes. right, Zach. So anyways, you can kind of read up on that. You can hear the way we dealt with it in the moment at WDJX.com. Tap listen. What else, Kelly?
You can check out the website for all the latest trending stories. I do want to give a shout out to Lauren Hill. I'll tell you why. She was still a professional and put on a good show with energy at 2:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
She was apparently added to an already very full list of performers at Essence Festival, like 2 days prior.
Okay.
And the festival apparently started like an hour late.
Oh, no.
So that meant that her set got pushed back to like 2:30 in the morning, and about everybody was gone at that point.
Oh, no.
But she performed until like 3:37 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, she was like...
And still gave it like all the energy she would if there was a full crowd in there. And I think, you know, kudos to her professionalism for doing that. And the festival wanted to make sure that everybody knew she was on time. She did her part. It's our fail. The whole show started late.
Yeah, don't want to.
It wasn't her
falsely,
fault.
Falsely, you know, blame her for something that wasn't her fault for sure.
And again, she wasn't. She from what it looked like, she wasn't salty about people up and leaving.
Uh huh.
Because it was 2:30 in the morning, and she still put on the show like she was supposed to.
Oh, good on her.
Yeah, good on her. Yeah. Indeed. So you can see that story at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.